A Jewish Journal article, how a set of chosen links may offer more positive content about Israel. In the weeks following October 7, Boaz Heppner, a registered nurse and member of the local Pico Robertson Jewish community, began to observe several patterns related to his exposure to Israel-related news and content. "I couldn't stop doomscrolling," he said, "and I realized you could either not look away and see everything being shared, or you could turn off your social media and opt to see and read nothing, and that there was a reprehensible amount of content that was more than just the usual media bias against Israel than we're used to, including actual lies." Heppner wanted to help social media users avoid virulently anti-Israel content, especially falsified news, by tackling one of the roots of the problem: social media algorithms. "I realized how easy it was for people to create a meme, or record a video, or edit existing video footage to say whatever they want," he said. "Propaganda and lies have never been easier to create and spread like a virus." On October 26, he posted on Facebook a series of 14 links, including to several blogs he had written for the Jewish Journal. In one blog, titled, "How Social Media Poisons the Discourse About Israel, and So Much More," written several weeks after October 7, Heppner wrote, "The social media platform has no political agenda, and is incentivized to get you lost in its vortex of both right and left-wing content, or even true and false content. It is merely designed to keep you engaged as long as possible." Regarding non-Jewish social media users exposed to hateful anti-Israel content, Heppner asked, "How can so many out there demonize Israel on a daily basis? Don't they see what I'm seeing? That's just the thing. They don't." If, argued Heppner, the raison d'etre of social media is to keep our eyes on our screens at all times, we should at least maximize our exposure to content that is truthful and nuanced. He received so much positive feedback from friends and social media followers about his first post in late October that the following week he suggested more links to articles, videos, and social media threads about Israel and anti-Semitism that he had spent hours researching. As the weeks passed, Heppner highlighted writers and stories ranging from the Jewish Journal, the Telegram, and the Jerusalem Post to posts on X and Instagram. In each post, he also described the links and offered personal commentary. His goal was also to find reliable, positive content from Facebook, X, Instagram, and YouTube, based on his theory that if readers clicked on just one, their content would improve. He tested his theory on Facebook by clicking on each link in his first post. "I immediately saw great results," he recalled. After a series of weekly posts that directed his social media followers to more honest and thought-provoking insights about anti-Semitism and Israel, Heppner approached David Suisa, publisher and editor-in-chief of the Jewish Journal, about publishing his posts on the journal's website. According to Heppner, it was Suisa who suggested an apt name for Heppner's creative new endeavor, Chosen Links by Boaz. In publishing his Chosen Links, Heppner is clear about several standards. "I will not be sharing lazy memes. I will attempt to always include pieces by non-Jews, and ideally the Muslim community. And bonus points for people on the left who are saying positive or nuanced things, because it will be received by those on the fence far more credibly than sharing right-wing material, due to everyone's built-in political bias." Heppner also has no objection including things that are critical of Israel, as long as they add value and feel thoughtful and fair. "Nobody claims Israel is perfect. However, I believe that like America, it is an extremely well-meaning country trying to do what's right, protecting its citizenry of all religions. And when its people commit crimes, as with any civilized country, they are punished with due process." Anticipating reader questions regarding his own credibility in selecting various sources, Heppner wrote in his first post, "I encourage you to vet all of your trusted sources. Get to know them by either their personal stories or their body of work speaking for itself. Because it's not just readers who are guilty of confirmation bias, it is often the reporters themselves. As such, I scoured my own articles involving these subjects over the years, Israel and/or anti-Semitism, and I present them for you to read and get to know where I come from on the subject matter." Since October, those articles have been diverse and eye-catching, and Heppner cites journalists and pundits as well as celebrities and influencers. "I am not interested in being the BuzzFeed of Israel links," he said. "My interest in writing has always been about both the content and the journey. I personalize everything I write. Additionally, I look for the better versions of what you've likely seen. The process of reading, watching and choosing content, then writing commentary and creating the post takes the father of two small children, including a newborn, 15 to 20 hours per week. In Chosen Links by Boaz. Readers can expect a combination of articles and videos, relevant social media posts, whether from pro-Israel celebrities, academics or others, a humor section, a worthy Jewish or Israel-related cause to learn more about and support, and voices from the non-Jewish community. I include nothing from TikTok, because studies have proven that they actually remove pro-Israel content, so the problem there runs far deeper than algorithms, said Heppner. To date, several Los Angeles-area synagogues have recommended reading Chosen Links by Boaz in their weekly bulletins. Heppner is primarily driven by reader feedback, particularly in Israel, which means the most to him as he compiles the next set of chosen links. Heppner posts his suggestions on his Facebook and X accounts before they are published on the Jewish Journal's website. Heppner was particularly moved by being able to assist October 7 survivor Ariel Ein Gal and Palestinian ex-user Ahmad 4ISRL with speaking engagements during their recent trips to Los Angeles. He connected with both as a result of acquaintances who had read Heppner's links. He is also grateful when his non-Jewish friends and followers on social media offer him feedback that the links he suggested were honest and helpful in understanding the ongoing war between Israel and Hamas. I'm trying to provide one-stop shopping for those who want to stop doomscrolling, and those who don't know how to discern between reliable content and garbage, he said. Chosen Links is rapidly gaining popularity due to its uniqueness, as well as the fact that it is difficult to replicate in its breadth and scope. Just ask Heppner after he has completed the next list, slept 2 hours and then resumed his job as a nurse. His best friend, Seth Eisenberg, often sends Heppner relevant links that make the cut to Chosen Links. Seth is one of very few friends who I trust to actually be fair and balanced over the years with the news, including Israel, said Heppner. When most others send pro-Israel content, it's generally, rah-rah, cheerleader-type info, that is wonderful to read, but when you realize that someone only reads things with rose-tinted glasses, that becomes somewhat intellectually dishonest. Though the demands of work and family life are finally forcing Heppner to not always publish Chosen Links at his self-imposed weekly deadline, he will continue to create an inimitable set of carefully curated stories, posts, and videos that many have come to rely on for content related to Israel and the Jewish people. If there's anything on the planet that is similar to Chosen Links, he said, I have yet to find it. To read Chosen Links by Boaz, visit jewishjournal.com/tag/chosen-links/ and follow Heppner on Facebook and X at Boaz Heppner. Tabby Raphael is an award-winning writer, speaker and weekly columnist for the Jewish Journal of Greater Los Angeles. Follow her on X and Instagram at Tabby Raphael.